T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are joined this morning by a guy we've talked to on the air a couple of times. This is the first time I've had a chance to see him in person. Trent England is the executive director of the Save Our States Initiative. You all are really up against it. These Democrats who hate the Electoral College, despite the fact that if you look at the last 50 years, it's been pretty even in the way the parties have been represented back and forth. It's not like anybody's got a lock on this. They're coming after the Electoral College state by state by state, and we may have dodged a bullet in Virginia. What do you think?
I think that's right. They put the bill off at least until next year, so Virginia is safe for the year. And the election, they're not going to be able to put together enough states to hijack the 2020 election, but they've got their sights set on 2024.
And what's the threshold? Just walk us through what the arrangement could be here.
Yeah, so what they're trying to do, they're trying to get states to pass laws that just give away their electoral votes based on the national popular vote. And if they did that, they would create an ad hoc direct election of the president, wipe away state lines, basically erase the constitutional structure that we have. They need 270 electoral votes. So, you know, depending on how big the states are that pass this, determines how many states that they need. Right now they have 15, and that includes California and New York. So those are huge states. Mm-hmm. They're already at 196 electoral votes. So, you know, if they get the rest of the votes that they need, 74 votes that they need, then they could hijack the 2024 election. And, you know, even though the system's been even in the past, they are running so far to the left that I think the Democrats are making a not unreasonable calculation, which is that if they want to stay as far on the left as they are, they have to shift the power to the big cities. And that's what this would do. It would shift the power to the big cities and allow the far left to control presidential elections in a way they've never been able to do before.
The Electoral College seems remarkably fair to me, despite all the angst and hostility towards it. When people actually examine it and they look that Virginia's, what is it, we've got 13 now? Is it 13?
Yeah.
13 electoral votes. That's based on the congressional delegation, which is based on our population, compared to California's huge population. But it makes sure that if, you get a nefarious governor or a nefarious mayor in one of these places where you've got a large population and you run up the tally, that cheating doesn't wipe out other people's rights. I often talk to folks about, if you were at a homeowners association, if I said, the guy who has the mansion at the far end of the cul-de-sac, he gets to actually control everything because his house is bigger and worth more than the little guy, you would instinctively say, well, that's not fair. And that's exactly what the Electoral College prevents from happening when it comes to, little states that are underrepresented numerically.
No, that's absolutely right. And the fact is, sometimes people on the left will say, we're the only country that does it this way. It's just not true. When you look at other major, quote-unquote democracies, they mostly are parliamentary, which means that they don't have any kind of a direct election for their prime minister, right? Boris Johnson, Angela Merkel in Germany, they've never had even a two-step election the way we have. They have a two-step election where you vote for your member of parliament, and then your members of parliament choose. And the reason why big countries tend to do it that way is because if you do it the other way, if you do it the way France does it and Russia and Iran and Mexico, then you do exactly what you described. You create a situation where one region can wield tremendous power, And you also encourage a situation where instead of people compromising and building big coalitions, you get people fracturing. And so, you know, Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, when they held their first round direct vote, he got 23%. And 23% sent him to the runoff, where he won the election. But a lot of French voters said, what is this, right? This is not my guy. I haven't, you know, they had all these candidates running in their direct election. You see the same thing in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know that we want to adopt a French or Mexican or Russian style election system here in the United States. For all the talk, we get a Russian collusion, right?
Right. I mean,
these people are trying to make us more like Russia by abolishing our electoral college.
In your examination of the 2016 cycle and preparations for this cycle, do we think that cheating is rampant or has the possibility of becoming rampant? You know, a lot of my friends who are in the national press, and I remember when I was in the Senate, I was dealing with all of these guys. They practically laugh in my face when I suggest that people are cheating. I think they're cheating more than we know.
Yeah. So here's the problem with vote fraud. Vote fraud is a white collar crime. And that's different from a traditional crime. In a traditional crime, the victim knows she's a victim, right? You've been robbed. You've been stabbed, right? Somebody broke into your car. In a white-collar crime, it only works, right? So the robber can take your money, and you know you've been victimized, but he's still got your money, right?
Yeah.
In a white-collar crime like election fraud, it only works if you don't know you've been victimized. And that's the problem with vote fraud, is that successful vote fraud means we don't know. The same thing is true in embezzlement in companies and things, right? It's not as novel as folks on the left try to paint all this. I used to write about white collar crime, so I always think about it this way.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem with vote fraud is that it tends to happen in one party jurisdictions, like you mentioned before, right? You have a city that's totally controlled by one party. So the other party doesn't have their observers there. You don't have fair judges. You don't have political accountability. So it's very hard to detect. You know, as you pointed out, the Electoral College at least contains the effect of that, right? You know, Chicago can only steal Illinois. Los Angeles can only steal California. And I do think that limits vote fraud. The incentives for vote fraud just aren't as extreme as they would be in a national popular vote system. But we know it happens.
Yeah, these Democrats would be berserk if they thought that there was a large population center in the South, you know, where they paint everybody as rabid racists who are trying to stomp on minorities. If they thought that Alabama and Mississippi, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia could get together and screw over their candidate, then collectively, they would not be advocating this position.
No, that's right. And you know, this National Popular Vote Compact, not to go too far in the weeds, but because it's an interstate compact, doesn't change the Constitution, every state would still try to run its own election. Mm-hmm. And then the states in the compact would try to gather up every other state's election results, and each state would certify for itself what the national vote total is. And, you know, you bring up a really good point, John. You know, is California's Secretary of State going to trust the vote returns from Texas? Or, you know, is Oklahoma's Secretary of State, should Oklahoma's Secretary of State trust the vote returns from Illinois? Right? And if that becomes the margin in a close election, yeah, this whole national popular vote scheme would be a disaster.
I think we've got to be very careful setting ourselves up for trouble. And our founding fathers, with the big asterisk that's next to them about, you know, how, believe it or not, they're flawed people, by our standards, certainly. They really did spend a great deal of time thinking through months and months and months and years of reading about what had been successful with previous democracies and what had failed. You know, this was not just something that they agreed on a whim. A lot of debate and thought went into it. And before we, in our infinite wisdom, overturn it, maybe we should contemplate whether this is the right direction to go. Trent England is the executive director of Save Our States, the initiative that fortunately has beaten this popular vote movement back for the moment in Virginia. And I'm glad to meet you in person. Thank you for being with us. I hope you'll come back and talk to us again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's great to see you.
Let us know when you're back in Richmond, too. Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.